views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready, set, grow your market. Welcome to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices so you too can accelerate your business, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Hey, hello, and welcome to today's show. I'm Connie Fife, your host, and our show is Getting Better Together. We're connecting you each week with guests that are eagerly sharing their stories of personal obstacles, ways that you can accelerate your business, overcoming challenges, and just really making a difference in the world. I don't know about you, but I really had a really hectic, busy weekend. One of the things I did was I spoke at the National Speakers Association in the Los Angeles chapter. And my topic was perfect. We're talking about today's guest, which was slaying the three-headed dragon and creating those multiple streams of income for your business. And again, imagining that you have more insight to give your clients than you even realize. The other thing that happened this past week and that I'm really excited about, my new book, Marketing Masters, hit bookshelves. Woohoo! I was so excited. I actually forgot about the date. I walked into a Barnes & Noble and my husband actually said to me, and he knew, he was testing me. He said, "When is your book hitting the shelves at Barnes & Noble?" And I looked at him and I went, "Today. They're hitting the bookstores today." And he said, "Exactly. That's why I brought you here to Barnes & Noble." And there was my book sitting on the shelf, center between Sheryl Sandberg, Steve Jobs, and a real dear friend of mine, and who we had on the show last week, Dan Miller. Right there, one of the top business books that are on the market today. So I hope that y'all run out, get yourself a copy. And I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. When you get your copy, whether it be at Barnes & Noble, Books & More, Amazon.com, or even one of your local bookstores, ask them to get a copy for you. But I want you to take a picture of yourself holding the book and send it to me. Send it over to teamfife@conniefifespeaks.com. Now, don't panic, because if you're driving, I don't want you to worry and run out and do it right now. You can always go online to transformationtalkradio.com where you can easily find my contact information. Well, I never, ever, ever could have imagined that I would be a rock star on stage, a syndicated radio host, and launching my fourth business book, Marketing Masters. I never thought that that possibility existed for me. But you know what? It does. And when you reach down way deep inside, you're going to find there's more in there than you realize. Because I want you to sit back right now. And I want you just to not close your eyes if you're driving, but really think about it. And I want you to imagine the possibilities. And ask yourself, what if? What if I follow my dreams? What if I become a speaker? What if I become a radio host? What's your what if? And that's what our guest today is going to be here talking about. Because I really love this guy. His name is Mike Rayburn. He is one of the youngest inductees ever into the Speaker Hall of Fame. Now, Mike's first love wasn't a speaker. Mike is a musician. He's headlined in Carnegie Hall 8 times. He's headlined on the Vegas Strip. He's delivered 3 TED Talks on becoming a virtuoso. He also recently started a virtuoso community for people looking for free tools to make in their lives extraordinary. As you can hear, Mike's a musician. and how he transforms his music into teaching. He's teaching businesses and organizations to be innovative and peak performers. It's just astonishing how he was able to transform from playing in smoky bars to working with corporations. And he uses his guitar as comedy. It's his tool to educate people. And he's using that instead of PowerPoint or, to me, boring statistics. I would definitely not want to go there. But let's go ahead. Let's keep moving. And let's introduce Mike Rayburn to the show. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, Connie, how are you?
I'm doing well. I am so glad that you are here today.
And thank you. And what a nice introduction. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Well, I since I've heard you play last year, I've just been just in awe of how you were able to take your love of music and your comedy and turn that into a training tool for corporations.
Yes, it's kind of an unusual approach. But the cool thing is, unlike a lot of speakers who speak and just kind of share their message and they share stories about it or statistics, I get to actually kind of prove it. I get to show, okay, here's the tool and here's how it worked and here's how I used it, but then use that as a metaphor for however they want to use it. So it's been pretty effective. And it's largely a career that found me. I had a friend hear me at a comedy club, and she said, "Mike, you're clean, you're funny, and you have a message. You're a speaker, and you don't even know it." And I finally it took me 3 years to listen to her, but I did, and then joined the National Speakers Association, and it opened this whole. Like you said, you don't know what's out there until you start digging into it. And it opened this whole world to me because, yes, music and comedy are two of my gifts. But, I mean, everybody's got gifts. They get things that they're good at and things that they're not. And my gifts are music, comedy, and exhortation. And when my friend told me that, I said, "What does that mean?" He said, "It matters to you that the people around you do better. That the people around you improve, that they do realize they have this unrealized potential, that they realize that in some way. And it matters to you. And so you strongly encourage them." That's what exhortation is. And I went, "Yes." And I didn't even know the word. So anyway, this is the career, this is the activity, this is the passion that brings those three together. And when you can find that, it's a rare thing, but it's a great thing.
But isn't it amazing how you don't realize, I mean, you're doing something and you don't realize that that's your future. That's your career. That's what you're very good at. And you don't even realize that you're doing that. And that's happened. Yeah. I mean, that's happened to me so many times. And it takes somebody else to say, "Hey, do you realize what you're doing? Do you realize you're a speaker?"
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Do you realize, so you're ready to write your next book? I had an agent contact me recently, a new agent, and they like to work with me. And they said, "Oh, and we'd like you to write your next book." I'm write my next book. I'm just getting this book out. I'm ready to write the next book.
Yeah, and that's a great thing, though.
It's an awesome thing, and it's an awesome place to be. And again, we just don't know that we have that inside of us that we could pull that right out. So what have I done? I've started writing my next book. So in a few months, we'll be working on that again. Another book launch. So always exciting. Always exciting.
Yeah, and that's awesome. And the key is for your listeners that anybody hearing this, that's inside each one of us. I mean, that's not unique to you, Connie, or to me, Mike.
No.
It's every one of us has that. And so it's been, the cool thing is that I feel like God has wanted me to use the gifts of music and comedy for teaching that, for sharing that, for moving that forward and into reaching people. So it's been my own way of doing what you're doing, you know, in some way, you know, there's a similarity there.
Right. We're taking our skill and we're helping other people realize what their success could be. And we're bringing them forward. We're helping them make that happen. So that's definitely, definitely awesome. So when we come back, we're going to be going on a commercial break here in a few minutes. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about what it is that you're doing right now, because I know that you're extremely, extremely busy. But I want our listeners to know that everybody wants to know what time it is, because it's giveaway time. And you're going to love this. Get ready to start dialing 800-930-2819. For every caller today, you're going to be invited to join my private online Rainmakers Mastermind group, where you're going to meet some awesome, awesome experts that are going to help you accelerate your business. So dial in now, 800-930-2819. All you need to do is provide your name, email address, and we'll send you all of the information to get started. We'll be right back.
Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
We're back, and we're talking with Mike Rayburn. Mike has turned playing in bars to teaching businesses and organizations how to be innovative and peak performers. Mike, I know that you're always busy. Every time I'm speaking with you or I see you somewhere and we're hanging out, and you're just performing and doing something somewhere. So what are you up to these days?
What am I up to these days? I'm up to a lot of things. I am, first of all, I am performing regularly as a keynote presenter. That is my number one activity. It's what I do. It's what I love. And I do about 75 keynotes per year all around the world. I just got back from four in a row in Cancun, Tampa, Miami, and Bermuda.
Well, and, that was really hard.
Yeah, someone's going to do it.
Yeah, somebody
it's,
has
it's
to.
It's hard being away from the family. Being away from the family part is hard. But yeah, there are worse places to go.
Well, there is. Does your family go with you?
Occasionally, sometimes, but usually not, because it's cost prohibitive to have. I mean, I'm doing one, and then I'm flying to the next, and flying to the next. And
it
when you're bringing, you know, kids that are supposed to be in school, and my wife and me, that would be hard. Yeah. So you were going to say something?
Well, was it your son doing some work with you, or creating a video? Was your son or daughter?
Well, my kid helped me in a lot of different ways. My daughter helped me co-write a song, one of the top parodies that I do. I parodied a Taylor Swift song. This one's worth looking at. Just search on YouTube, Mike Rayburn, Taylor Swift. I parodied You Belong With Me, and it's a nerd song. If you're a nerd, you'll love this thing. And it's one of the best videos I've ever done. Probably the best one, because it's definitely got the most views. But anyway, yeah, so my daughter's helped me. My son's helped me in different ways where, they'll throw what if questions at me, or they start. Now I catch them changing the lyrics to things. And the cool point, though, and this where it translates to businesses, is the same creative process that goes into writing a parody or comedy or even an instrumental piece. That process, if you simply break it down to its principles, applies to a business, to a financial company coming up with a new product, to teachers learning how to teach better, to people in healthcare, any career, pretty much, becoming more innovative. And so what I did was I just break those down. I've broken those down to the principles behind them, and that's what I teach. That's how that process works. So I'm sure some people might be listening going, okay, we're about to learn about how to perform better and be innovators, and I'm talking about parodies. It's the same thing. That's the kind of the point, is that the process is the same. So I just teach the tools by which we do that, and they apply to anybody. And so it's resonated with the business community.
And you're just using a tool of your music and comedy to help entertain and engage. And I'm sure you have a much higher engagement and emotional engagement, like you said, than somebody sitting there and just listening to statistics. I can't even say it, because that would be something that would definitely put me to sleep if I had to sit there and listen to statistics. That's just not my thing. But
Exactly. Most people feel that way. Yeah, there's that old commercial about and the third quarter numbers compared to the first quarter numbers. And it's like, no, we don't want to hear that. And instead, when I say, well, try this tool, and then I go, here's how I did it. And I sing Bob Marley singing. I do Bob Marley singing Garth Brooks, or I do Led Zeppelin singing Dr. Seuss. And they go, okay, that's different, you know. And it also, it anchors it. You know, it's an LP thing. It anchors it.
I think we might need to have you give us a sample of that a little bit later in the show. But I know.
Let me know. I'll grab the guitar. I got it down here.
All right. Maybe next segment. Well, not maybe, but definitely in the next segment, we'll do a little parody. We'll let you select what that's going to be. So I know recently you just started the Virtuoso Community. What's that all about? That looks really exciting.
Yes, this is cool. This is where I get to flesh things out. For 4 years, I have been teaching a virtuoso class here in Las Vegas. It's a 6-week class, and where we teach the principles of innovation, the principles that peak performers practice that others don't. Because I've always wondered, like, why do two people who are equally talented, equally educated, have equal opportunity, one of them just shines and her career soars, and the other one doesn't ever get there? What are the differences? What are they practicing? And I know you get this, Connie. And so, those tools, those things, goal setting, paying attention to your character, time management, being good with money, all these little principles that people practice who are successful are different than those who don't. So anyway, I've been quantifying those and collecting them and writing about them and now teaching them, to the point where I decided to start something called the Virtuoso Community. This is for people who are dedicated to getting the most out of life. It's free tools. I send one out And what is I highlight the tool in bold, right, and then right. I give a little, just a quick little blurb, a little paragraph or two, just about how to apply it, and you have a week to work on it. And then the next week you get another one, and it's totally free. And so from that, I have all kinds of things that I want it to grow into. Different levels of membership, different things like that. But right now, the Virtuoso community is totally free. And the way you find out about it, because we're still, this is so new, I started to launch the website and it wasn't completely right. Hey, if the government spends $1 billion and can't get it right, I mean, don't get on my case.
All right. We'll give you a second chance.
Let me tell you. No, I'm just sharing with you. I'm trying to be transparent about it. The way to join is to email info@mikerayburn.com. MikeRayburn.com. info@mikerayburn.com. If you are interested, just say TVC or the Virtuoso community. I am interested. Whatever you want to say in the email, let us know. You can tell us anything you want. We read everything. But email, and we will take that, and we will put you on in the community, and you will begin to get the free updates, the free tips.
Well, you've been really successful.
Does that make sense?
It sounds perfect sense. And I think part of your success is going to be your strength in creating this community. But I do have to ask you, were you always successful? I mean, what? Share with our listeners, because they're always like, oh, I tried it, I failed. I tried it, I failed. Let them know that it's okay, that everybody fails. And what was one of your most memorable, and you're laughing. I know you're laughing. So what was one of your most memorable business failures?
Business? Oh, I've had too many of them.
Right, exactly. We all have them.
Yeah, and remember that. Successful people fail more often than failures. The difference is successful people keep going until they get to success. Failures stop at failure. I've had failures in trusting people that I shouldn't have trusted. I had one when I first moved to Las Vegas. I had a business associate who took a very large sum of money because I trusted him. And that put me in a really big bind. Here I was speaking for all these corporations and associations, and the money, because of the contract situation, wasn't even going to me. And so I had a lot of things to fix, a lot of things that I learned from that. And the key is, don't ever leave a failure without something you've learned from it. Don't leave that sitting there. Leave the failure, only leave it once you get, okay, here's what I've learned from this. And it may be a number of things. So I did that. I have started my entertainment works great almost everywhere. For some reason, the people who book fairs and festivals didn't agree with that. And so I showcased in that industry a lot. I actually played some of them, but it never really caught on. That was a little bit of a challenge. I've had shows where they booked me for the wrong situation. Here I am showing up to perform. This is back when I used to play colleges. And I showed up to perform, and I'm doing my little songs, and I have a couple little comedy things here and there. And they booked me to host a sexy legs and sexy chest contest. and so here I was doing these silly little songs with my guitar, and these were college football players who wanted to see skin, and it didn't work. So I had to change. Yeah, that's the other thing. Be flexible in the moment. When something starts to fail, be flexible at it. And so I changed to where I did cover songs that they would all recognize, and I was able to leave the gig with them going, oh, okay, that was okay. And then what I had done, though, was I convinced the group to book me back next year in the right setting, and I did it. And for the next 5 years, I played that same school to standing ovations, but it failed at first. See what I mean?
Right. And I've had that too. I've actually spoke where I was going down one path, and at the first break, they're like, no, that's not what we wanted you to talk about. And immediately switch gears. And the same thing. They hire you back. Well, I think also they hired me back because I was that flexible to work with them and give them what they wanted.
Exactly. You're willing to change in the moment, willing to do what you needed to. And the bottom line for me, and I don't hear people talk about this a lot, but it's to have an extraordinary sensitivity for what works and what doesn't, for how you're coming across or how you're not. Most people will start doing something and then, you know, it's really sad when it doesn't work, but they don't see it. They don't recognize. For instance, you and in what you just described, you recognized that you had to change something. Yes, they were telling you that, but not every speaker would have done that. Many speakers would have continued, well, this is what I prepared, and they keep doing the same thing, you know?
Right.
So that's a really important point. And those tips like that are what we share in the Virtuoso community, being flexible in the moment, learning to have a sensitivity for what works and what doesn't, and then a little illustration of it, and that's what you get each week.
Well, that's great. That's great. I had the same thing happen just a few weeks ago. The technology was tested ahead of time. I get there. They have a new system that they wanted to try. Really? That's not what we talked about. And the system wasn't working for me. And I quickly, because I was going to use a little PowerPoint that had focus, but it didn't work. So we adjusted really quickly. And Mike, we're going to head on to commercial. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about business and how you can help our listeners. Stay tuned.
Absolutely.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Thank you.
Welcome back. We're listening to Mike Rayburn. He's got his guitar out, and he's going to give us a little parody. So I'm going to leave it to him. So, Mike, take it away.
Sure. This is the funniest. This is my favorite one. Funniest. It gets the best reaction in shows. It's a Taylor Swift parody. My sister, my daughter wrote it with me, and it's to the song You Belong With Me. And what we did was we posed a what if question. The song is basically about Taylor's the girl next door. She's got this thing for the cool guy in high school, but he's got the snooty cheerleader girlfriend. And so Seneca is my daughter. She and I are asking, well, what if? And we came up with an idea. What if we rewrite this from the male perspective? Sung by a male, switching the roles, but representing a segment of male society in high school, which I feel has been underrepresented thus far in songs. You're on the phone with your boyfriend. He's upset. He's going off about the homework he doesn't get. He'll never know mathematics like I do. I'm at the library studying for a test. He's been out hitting mailboxes with a bat. He'll never know quantum physics like I do. But he wears muscle shirts, I wear bow ties. He's good looking and I forgot to zip my fly. I'm dreaming of the day that you wake up and find that what you really want is a superior mind. If you could see that I'm the best at Nintendo Hall Monitor, then why can't you see? You need a nerd like me. You need a nerd like me. Walking with you through the halls of the Science Museum, talking all about Pythagorean theorem, looking at my comic books, thinking to myself, I bet she likes Star Trek, and you've got a brain that would make Albert Einstein proud. You use words that your boyfriend can't pronounce. The only thing you have in common with him is that you're both way into him, cause he plays football, I'm in the chess club, he's team captain, and I collect rare bugs, I've only got brains, he's got the brawn, but in 10 years he'll be mowing my lawn. If you could see that I'm the best at Nintendo Hall Monitor, then why can't you see? You need a nerd like me. See that I play Dungeons and Dragons, got a scholarship to MIT. He'll get a GED. He'll get a GED.
Yay!
Beautiful, beautiful.
And this goes out. Love it. Love it. And this, I think all of our, I guess, nerds that are listening would take that to heart. And also those high schoolers. That's great.
Oh, that's great. Cool. Well, thank you. I appreciate getting the chance to share that.
We love that you're able to share that with us today. And your daughter as well. To work with you on this project, that must have been very fulfilling for her. And you as a dad.
Oh, yeah. It's great because, you get to keep them. You know, these are things that, I mean, I love my parents, but let's face it, most of our parents are the reasons psychotherapists have work.
We are today because of our parents.
Yes. And so I would rather my kids get this right off. You know, I want them. In fact, that's why I sometimes occasionally I'll speak for high schools or high school students in certain situations, because they get to apply this message twice as long, you know?
True. Very good. An excellent message. And I love the idea of working with your daughter. My daughter and I are actually talking, and we are laying out a children's book for children of divorced parents, which she is. And I think this is going to be very therapeutic for both of us to be able to work on that project together. So just anything that we could do with our projects like that with our kids, with their family, I just think it's just phenomenal. It's really great that we could do that.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought, because I'm going to take you someplace else.
Well, that's one of the things that we talk about in the Virtuoso community and the Virtuoso class that I teach. And also this, I'll tell you about this event where I'm doing a live Become a Life Virtuoso live event here in Las Vegas that's open to anybody who wants to come to it. November 6th and 7th. But that's one of the things we take the time mm-hmm. to choose and rank our values in life. Mine, and this, it can be whatever you want. Mine happen to be, I've chosen five of them, and in order they are faith, family, health, career, and then adventure. And so the key is that those tell you what your priorities are and how to spend your time and what's important to you in life and how to make decisions. And so most people don't ever sit down and take time to do that. So one of those things is family. And for me. And so that's second on the list. And right. So that's why I want to do things with the kids. I want to keep, I want to spend the time with my son, you know, taking him to football games and basketball games and the things he's playing. So,
nice.
Yeah.
So, nice. Anyway. Nice.
So go ahead with what you were going to say.
Okay. Well, and I'm sure everybody out there is listening and they're thinking, wow, this guy's got talent and, what's my what if? So what would you suggest to somebody just getting started? You know, they're either transforming into the next season of life or they're stuck in a job and they just don't want to be there anymore because there's too many statistics that they have to listen to. I mean, what do you suggest to somebody that's really just wants to get started and do something different?
Well, start off by dreaming. Dream, and I say dream on paper. Don't just think about it. Dream on paper and start with the question, what if? Here's a great place to start. What if my life was perfect? What would it look like? I know it's not perfect, but what if it was? Or what if it was really close? Or what if I could have any job? What would I want? Or what if I could have my finances be anything they are? What would they be? Now, obviously, one of the first things people will say who are really trying to shoot this down, they'll say, oh, well, why don't I just say I'm a 10 millionaire? I've got $100 million. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Are you willing to do what it takes to get that? Because someone had to create a lot of value to get to that point. Are you willing to do the work or the be creative and change your life in a way that would cause that to happen? And so, yes, you can dream really big, but be willing to jump out and do what it takes to get there. Right. In the meantime, don't edit. Don't edit the list. When I start writing a parody, I don't start by going, oh, that won't work. I write down everything. I write down every funny line I can think about the subject, anything even extraneous or out there. Write them all down. And then look at them and start to say, well, hey, well, what can I do with this? What if I could do this? How would I do it? Oh, and people will say, oh, you can't do that. And you say, you know, you're right. But what if we could? How would it look?
That's right.
It's conditional surrender. You're surrendering to the negative point of view. So, you know, you're right. It probably wouldn't. But what if we did? And you're moving on with a solution anyway, which is great because it opens up possibilities for you and it pisses off the people who are trying to shoot you down. And I like that too.
Right. Yeah. Cause you always have somebody trying to shoot you down. Oh, you can't do that. Or what are you thinking? Are you, you know, who do you think you are? And I did something similar. Who do you think you are?
Yes. They do that all the time. Oh, we've never done it that way. And they're trying to keep you in their little negative sphere. And no, we're going to step beyond that. I know it's nuts, but what if I could do that? What if we could make this happen?
Right. Yeah. What if a lot of people did not say, what if we, hey, Steve Jobs, we wouldn't have computers today. Not the computers as we know it, but it's people like that that are always saying the what if. And I'll say to my clients when they're sitting there, oh, I don't know what it is that I want to do. Okay, let's get out a pencil and paper and let's start writing. I tell them, give me 50 things you would like to accomplish in the real world. What nobody's saying, what are you thinking? What do you want to do with your life? And then we start taking that down. Okay, let's take it down to 10. And then let's take it down to 5. Okay, now we're at 3. How are you going to make those 3 happen? And how are you to work?
You are so right. I'm so glad you do that, because what happens is people get caught up in the limitations. They get caught up in the inertia of their old thinking. And I mean, it's an old phrase, but bears repeating, and I know you know it, but the thinking that got you to where you're sitting right now will not get you any further. To get further, you will have to change something about the way you think.
That's right. You need to change the way you think. So to take a list from 50 down to 3, and now how are you going to make that happen? Are you ready to work to make that happen? And it's just so, I mean, I did it myself when I started. And when I did it, I remember I said, I wanted to go back to school to get my master's degree. Well, I have my master's degree now. I have a double master's degree.
Wow, that's great. That's fantastic. And you know what? Go ahead.
I would say we need to stick to it, but we also need to go to a commercial mic. So hold that thought, because when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And then we have our lightning round.
Right. That sounds good.
We've already said
how would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
You're listening to Marketing Masters. I'm your host, Connie Fife, and joining me today is Mike Rayburn. Before we went out to break, Mike was just finishing up a comment, and I would really like to go back to that for just a couple of minutes before we head on into the lightning round. So, Mike, could you just finish that for us?
Sure. We were talking about, if you want to get started with this, say, and I said to sit down and on paper, ask the question, what if my life was perfect? Or what if my career was perfect? What would it look like? Get rid of the limitations, imagine anything is possible, and start. What we're going to do on November 6th and 7th here in Las Vegas at the Become a Life Virtuoso live event is we're going to take that dream and flesh it out. We're going to actually create a plan. I have a planning process that I've done for years, and then I quantified and I now teach it, where we take that dream and we put it into a plan and we commit it to a calendar. So you're going to go on record. This is how we're going to get started and make this thing happen. I had a story. I was preparing my last TED Talk, which was April 11th, called Become a Life Virtuoso. And while preparing it, I got an email from a friend named Cherie Rowe, who had taken this same course I'm talking about. And her life was not really going in the right direction. She really wanted to be a world-class pianist. And so we came up, we made this virtuoso decision. We walked her through this entire process that we're going to do on November 6th and 7th. And she emailed me, this was last year, just this, while I was preparing this presentation a month ago, she emailed me and said she was just accepted to the professional studies program at Juilliard at Lincoln Center, and she starts in July, this July. Okay? That's the kind of result we're getting from this. People who were in dead-end jobs who are now doing the job of their dreams. People who have gotten their lives going in the right direction. Quit smoking, and one kid was living in a van, and now he's quit smoking, he's an EMT, and his life is on the right track. All these cool things that are happening. So that's what we're going to do. And if you're interested in that, info@mikerayburn.com. Email us and let us know.
Great, Mike. Great. And again, if you're interested, info@mikerayburn.com. Yep. And that's November 6th and 7th. Well, Mike, let's get into the lightning round. This is where we get ready to rock. And because, Mike, it's all about you. This is where we ask our guests several questions, and you may or may not pass. So if you're ready, let's go.
Okay.
So, Mike, what is your favorite TV show?
Walking Dead.
Okay. Your first celebrity crush?
I don't know about first. My current would be Judge Judy.
Okay. I have no response. Okay.
First one would be Sally Field on The Flying Nun.
Oh, okay. Oh, now you're dating yourself.
I know you're
not that old. Now the next one is your hidden talent, but I think we know, I mean, music is one of your talents, but do you have any other hidden talents?
People don't realize that, I'm real into cycling. I have actually raced once, or actually a couple times. Yeah, I would say that would be it.
But you raced. Okay.
Yes.
How about, what is your go-to comfort food?
Go-to comfort food. Mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Okay. Well, mine is actually chocolate chip without the mint. Who is your most influential person?
Honestly, it would be Jesus Christ.
Glad you said it. Glad you said it.
Yes.
What is your worst habit?
My worst habit would be, let's see. I'm trying to, would it be me answering or my family answering? My worst habit would be, getting angry at little things. You know, big things happen, I'm rolling with it, but the iron won't work. Ah, what's wrong with this stupid thing? Okay.
Okay. What is your favorite success quote?
My favorite success quote, to do things you've never done, you've got to start by doing things you've never done.
Oh, I love it. That's a great one. Who is your cheerleader? The person that really just keeps you going, keeps you motivated.
Keeps me motivated. The person that keeps me motivated.
Right. Not the person.
It's the next person that I think.
Track.
Yeah. No, I was going to say it's the next person at the next program. It's the person at the next program. I just look forward to that every opportunity.
Oh, what? Great, great. Could you imagine yourself living life any other way?
No. I have the perfect job. I have the best career on the planet.
And what advice would you give to your younger self?
My younger self, take more chances and learn, get a larger perspective on the world. I was a little bit too tunnel visioned about things. I never got a sense of what's going on. So expand your vision of what the world is about.
Okay. So that's what you would say to your younger self, expand.
I would say that to my younger self because I didn't really get what things were about. There were a lot of things that I had a limited perspective just from my parents. I love my parents, but you know, just what I came out of childhood with was very limited in what was really going on. And so my quest has been to lose a certain naivete about the world and to get a little bit more of a real look at things.
Okay. Okay. So my next question, it's not in the lightning round, just something that I was thinking, with what you had said, and I think I've heard this story from you before, but I just want our listeners to hear more about it. So how did you transition from playing in a smoky bar to playing in Carnegie Hall?
Oh, the story of Carnegie Hall. What happened was I was playing at colleges. For years I played bars, and then for 16 years I played 1,800 college shows all over the U.S. and Canada. And then I offered in 1995, my agent represented a band called 1964 The Tribute, which is the number one Beatle tribute band in the world. And I offered to open for them for free because they were selling out 1,000 seats everywhere they went. And it took me a while to talk my agent into it, but he did it. All I asked them was to let me sell my CDs, because I've got CDs of all these things if you're interested at MikeRayburn.com. But I let me just sell the CDs, quick plug, the CDs for free. Let me just sell the CDs and don't take a percentage. And so I started doing this, and it was very successful because I was a good opener for them. So I would do about two or three of these a year. Well, in early 2000s, they got invited to go to Carnegie Hall, and they needed an opener. And so they called me, and my agent said, Mike, do you want to play Carnegie Hall? And I, of course, said, well, let me think about it. I'll call you back. No, I said, that's sarcasm. I said, yes, hello. And so I opened for them at Carnegie Hall.
Okay.
And then, see, but what people don't realize is Carnegie Hall is actually three stages. It's the 228-seat theater, 600-seat theater, and the big one, the 2,800-seat. So I had played the large theater with them. Well, they booked the band back 2 days the next year and me to open for them 2 days the next year. So I called the Carnegie Hall promoter and I said, listen, why not put me in the smaller hall a week after I do the two shows with 1964 as the opening act, and it'll just be my show, and I'll just say, hey, if you enjoyed my 35 minutes, you're gonna love my whole show. Tickets are on sale in the lobby,
and that's the way to do it. And that's the way to do it.
And we sold it out. We sold out Carnegie Hall.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Tribute band for free. Yeah.
And that's the way to do it. There's strategies out there. There's ways to do it. There's ways to make it happen, because you have more inside of you than you can imagine. Just ask yourself this question. What if? This is Connie Fife, and you're listening to Marketing Masters. Coming up next week is business guru Barry Lobb. For more free tips on how to accelerate your business, go to my website at ConnieFifeSpeaks.com. See you over there.
You've been listening to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices so you too can accelerate your business. For more information about Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.